Politicians are always worried about not being reelected. And in fact, the leading political science model says that the main thing that an elected official does is try and get reelected. And if you know that somebody out there is able to write an unlimited check against you, that's going to be scary. And so you may change what you're going to do in terms of your votes, your legislative priorities, things you don't do, in order to not offend or run afoul of these people or these corporations that have this this kind of funding. If you want to fight against them, then you're going to need to do a lot of fundraising because the amounts are ever higher. And so then the people who support you, they're often going to be wanting something in return. Maybe all they want is access. But getting access is very valuable because politicians don't have a lot of extra time. They're very, very busy. And if you could go in and you have a chance to make a reasoned case for your point of view and other people don't, policy is likely to skew in that direction. So access skews as well. So both of the, that's why when I spoke earlier, I talked about both a direct effect and an indirect effect. And that's what I mean by that. By direct, I mean that a politician changes her views because of potential super PAC spending against her. And indirect, I mean that as a reaction to the potential super PAC spending against her, she goes out to find friendly people who will give lots of money and then has to move even further towards those positions of her friends in order to remain competitive in the election.
And you talked about the money ever rising, and you made the point that you're seeing money that's higher than any generation.
We're seeing we saw in 2010, somewhere in the neighborhood of 42% of the contributions funding these ads undisclosed. We have no idea. Yes, it's true that if it's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you could expect that big business is backing it. But most of these groups have these anodyne names like Americans for a Better Future, something like that. We have no idea where the money is coming from, who's backing this. And without that information, not only are voters deprived of valuable cues to help them know how to vote. Oh, Exxon or the AFL-CIO supporting this candidate? I'd like to know that. With one group, Latinos for Reform in the 2010 election, was backed by an anti-abortion activist who was not Latino. So knowing that is valuable for voters. Aside from that information being valuable to voters, it also helps later on. If there is a skew or there is corruption, being able to trace back and see where did the money come from, what did the politician do. The reason that money is hidden in this election, it went from 0% hidden in 2006 to 42% in 2010, dramatically different, is because the IRS has not been aggressively enforcing the rules for what 501c4s can do, and Congress has not updated the rules so that 501c4s, which engage in election-related activity, need to disclose all of their contributors. And so it's a regulatory failure, it's a congressional failure. I think Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS group tried a risky strategy of engaging in this. The IRS did not push back, Congress did nothing, and so people, entities have gotten bolder and bolder in using this 501c4 form to try to influence politics without being accountable for who they are.
Is 2012 a turning point?
Well, I think the amount of money is going to continue to go up, up, up. In terms of the lack of disclosure, it's going to depend on how the IRS, the Federal Election Commission, and the courts respond to this explosion of secret money, which we're seeing in this election.